Okay, this is Parak Zion Hilchos Eidos. Continuing with halachas that have to do with witnesses who may gain benefit and testimony, how they're not allowed to testify. A couple of complex cases here. Reuven shegazel sado et palos from Shimon. So let's say Reuven stole a field or say a shirt from Shimon. Bar Yehuda v'yir al Reuven. Yehuda comes along and what he called them files a suit against Reuven. V'amar, and he says sado zu or talos zu shalihu. Is this field that was stolen or this shirt really mine? So Shimon can't testify on Reuven's behalf. That this is in the field of Yehuda, or that this is not sure Yehuda. Because it's a better for Shimon if the field remains in the possession of Yehuda of Reuven. So that it can be returned to him from the person who stole it. It's possible the proof that Shimon brings to take the thing back from Reuven. That same proof may not work to get the item back from Yehuda. So, if Reuven sold, let's say, gave as inheritance, what do you call it, the stolen field to Levi, and Yehuda comes to file a claim against Levi, Shimon can't testify, that doesn't want Yehuda, because maybe it's easier for him to go ahead and take it from Levi than the other party. Let's say Reuven sells the stolen shirt Levi, and Yehuda comes on the protest to file a claim. He makes Reuven. So if Reuven dies, so Shimon made Aleah. So Shimon can testify that doesn't belong to Yehuda. Because this shirt will never go back to Shimon. Because we'll say that the person who purchased it got it as a result of giving up ownership of it, the Shini Rishus, and it's a transfer of ownership of Kvar Mes Reuven, Hagazlan Reuven. The person who robbed him died, but in lo mimi yitzol ameh, and therefore there's no one who could receive the payback. Abimadain Reuven kainim, but Reuven's still alive. Ein Shimon made afalta. Shimon can't testify even about the shirt. Shana he lo, it's a benefit to him. Shaltama biyad Yehuda, that doesn't go into Yehuda's hands. Shkadesh yavi raya Reuven goes in shana ameh, because maybe he can bring proof that Reuven stole it and then require some reimbursement. Vechinim haisat talos biyad Yoshi Reuven, so too the shirt's in the hands of Reuven's inheritors. Ein Shimon made aleah. Shimon can't testify about it. And Nisha sofa. Because at the end of the day, that if the inheritor keeps the object, it will be turned to the original owner. So if Reuven sells a field to Shimon without taking any financial responsibility for it, Yehuda comes to file a claim on Shimon, take it from him. So Reuven can't testify. Even there's no financial responsibility. However, he wrote such a time of Shimon. He wants it to be stay in the hands of Shimon. So that the creditor of Reuven will come along, be your friend of Bechova, and will go ahead and take the debt. And therefore, Reuven will not be a bad person who borrows and doesn't repay. Reuven, Shmachar Paro, Talos Shimon. Reuven sells a cow or a shirt to Shimon. And Yehuda comes to file a claim against him. We'll see how Shimon take it from Shimon. Reuven may lo aleah. Reuven can't testify that it belongs to Shimon. Ashishal Shimon. Shafil amda biyat Shimon, because even if it's in Shimon's hand, in ba'al kovos Reuven, torah pinu tatlun afilah hayu apotiki. Because even if it belongs to, even if the creditor of, even if it remains in Shimon's hands, so any creditor of Reuven can't go ahead and take the property that was sold, even when it comes to removal of movable properties, and even if it's an apotiki type of shlichus. Medvar Mormon is applied, Kishaya Shimon Modeshizu Para. It's only when Shimon, who's the purchaser, admits that the cow or the house of the shirt, Himshal Reuven Amokra, that belonged to Reuven the seller, the Vadai for sure, who Yodesh, I'm saying Shalom, and he knows for sure that it belongs to him. Avaim Lavoka Shimon. But if Shimon is an analogist, in Reuven made Lavitz Chos Yehuda. So Reuven can't testify to deny Yehuda's rights to the property. Shimon Tate Simitak Yede Shimon, because if it can leave Shimon's hand, Yachzur Shimon, Shimon will go back, Yitzvah Damim, and they'll go ahead and demand the money that's owed to him. Yomar, lo, I'll say to him, Bachartu Dabba Shemesh Shacham, you sold me something that doesn't belong to you. Sharibo, Idin Bar Moshe, and the witnesses came and said it belonged to you. The man of our Mormon is a supply. Sheyed Reuven La'abetz Chos Yehuda, Yamin Amataltim Yad Shimon. This applies when, when do we accept the testimony of Reuven to give up the rights of Yehuda and then the movable items in the hands of Shimon? Kishabo Edim, when witnesses come, and they say Reuven never had this land. If eight witnesses did not come to such a thing, then they can't even testify. Reuben can't even testify about the shirt or about the cow. Why can't testify them? But as Mayor will say, that he placed them on, there's a sort of a lien in place, based on the property of the Kasa, what do you call it? And he wrote, the Ikani that I'll purchase, Vehiknala, Metatalin, Agav Karka, and he sold him, let's say, movable items on the basis of the real estate, Shims of Bachovo, Torah, Bachov, Harvathos. And then the creditor will go ahead and take back for him, himself, the cow and the shirt. They can't testify about them. Shari wrote to Lahamid, it's beneficial to him to stay in the hands of Shimon. They should have a Bachovo, eat for him, because then the creditor will come and take it, and he'll be able to Ramayla. All these things that Ram is talking about is up to the insight and the wisdom of the judge, and the depth of his understanding. He understands the fundamental laws. He knows that one thing leads to another, and he'll really investigate. As long as he can see that there's some benefit that the witness might get by testifying, even in a very, very secondary, third, or tertiary calls away, but you can't allow him to testify. But just like he can't testify on such a thing because his testimony is related to the matter and it can be corrupted, for sure he can't be a judge. All the things that cause a person not to be able to testify also apply to a person being able to judge. That's why we don't in Sanhedrin ever have two judges who relate to each other, Bamas and Shikana, whether it's a minor or major Sanhedrin. About Elish Mosif and Shiva, Lav or Shana, but when it comes to those who add those who add an extra year, there you can have relatives involved in the court. Anyone who's able to adjudicate can testify, and then those who are able to testify but not judge. Someone who loves somebody too much or hate somebody, vager, a convert, meshuchar, a freed slave, an elderly man, a saris, someone with a eunuch, a mamzer, someone who's born out of an adulterous relationship, someone blind in one eye, they can testify, but as we've seen before, they can't adjudicate capital punishment cases. That is practice Zion, and we'll continue with practice Zion next time.